Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Now, you're welcome back. Minister for Foreign Affairs Simon Coveney has said that there are now 36 Irish nationals waiting to be evacuated from Afghanistan as the Taliban extend their rule to the entire state. In the course of the past 24 hours, three Irish people have managed to get out, including Meath woman Aoife McManus, who was working in education with an NGO there. And I'm joined now by Aoife's father, Aoife's relieved father, I would say, Ray McManus, for his reaction to this news, whom I know a little bit, Ray, fall through the thing, Glor. You're relieved. I'd say you and your family are absolutely breathing a sigh of relief today.
We breathed a huge sigh of relief last night when Aoife told us she was on her way to the airport. And then as the phone calls were coming in, we're in the airport, we're being processed, different phone call, we're boarding the plane. We're going to be 6.5 hours on the plane, on the runway, because the curfew extends to planes as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then this morning at 5:30 Afghan time, which was 2 o'clock in the morning here, we're ready to take off.
Oh my God. And how did you get the, was it a text, Ray?
Text, it was all texts.
Were you woken up or were you waiting up?
No, we were awake.
Oh my God!
It was I don't know how we got through the night. We dozed little bits because we were counting the minutes. We knew that the flight to Islamabad was about 55 minutes. Once an hour had passed after takeoff, we knew that she was well inside Pakistan at that stage and safe.
Well, describe to me how you and your family were feeling in the hours and minutes up to 2 a.m. when you got notification. Then you must have been in bits.
Well, you know, up until that time, since this day last week, it was pretty much a living hell, because we were watching the maps on the television changing. You know, the area was changing colour as more and more places came under the control of the Taliban.
Yeah.
And then they were getting closer and closer to Kabul.
Yeah.
And we were talking to Aoife 6-7 times a day. And, are you not moving? Are you not moving out? Can you not get a flight? And then she said they were moving out of the compound. She was living in a compound with 40 people, pretty much in the centre of Kabul. And the compound was well enough protected, but there's nothing protected against rockets.
No, and you saw the advance. I mean, it was like a flash they went through the country, right through to Kabul. And we heard Minister Simon Coveney this morning, Ray, say that anybody leaving had to go through Taliban checkpoints.
That's right.
Were you talking to Aoife, did you say? Did she describe to you what happened and how they got to where she is now?
She did, and she did, and she didn't. It's a good Irish answer.
Yeah.
There were all sorts of things that she didn't tell us, and we know that she didn't want to worry us. But she told us when she had achieved certain goals, or when the group had achieved goals, where we've now gone through this checkpoint, we've now gone through that checkpoint, we've been waved through the next checkpoint, and then the next thing was they were left outside the airport. And then they were accompanied into the airport, and then they were being processed, and then they were on the runway. And as each step was achieved, we were getting more and more relieved. And we had all sorts of questions. She didn't want to answer them. We'll hear all these stories when she comes home.
Yeah,
I know there was quite a bit of drama on the way to the airport. And that's all she wrote in the text at one stage in capital letters, drama over.
Really? And that must have worried
drama
you.
Over.
That would worry me now if I was her father. I mean, I wonder what she meant.
So if you knew that there's drama going on, well, that'd be one thing. But drama over.
I know.
Not too bad.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. Can I tell you, Ray, I heard her first actually on the airwaves on with my colleagues in Radio na Gaeltachta.
That's right.
And She seemed steady. She seemed quite in control. She was well able to describe what was going on and her emotions and so on. I wonder now that she's relatively safe. Has it hit her? I wonder how she's feeling emotionally.
I'd say she's emotionally wrecked. We've been talking to her several times today. She went off for a snooze after breakfast, and she was sending us pictures of the breakfast. This was Western food of a kind that she hadn't eaten for a long time, and she was really enjoying that. But she went off for sleep, and she must have flaked out altogether because it was 6 hours later. I'd been trying to ring her for other reasons.
Yeah.
But eventually, about 6 hours later, she rang us and said, "Okay, I'm okay now. Sleep's over. Back to action here."
Oh, my goodness. And she is, I know, a little bit upset or disconcerted about leaving her Afghan colleagues there and other people who have decided maybe for one reason or another not to leave the situation they were in Kabul.
She was pretty distraught about that when she was leaving the compound and leaving some people behind, because either by choice or otherwise they weren't able to go with them, or they didn't go with them. And they left in tears, the whole group of them. There were 27 of them. And thankfully, the 27 of them stayed together the whole time throughout the several days. They were in a hotel at one stage, then they were moved to the airport, then they were taken to an undisclosed, secure location mm-hmm. where they were for 2 days, and then from that to the airport. And during all that time, they were together, which was a great blessing. And they, even she said as she was leaving the airport, she filmed with her phone the aircraft taking off and the lights of Kabul, and she was very upset leaving Kabul, leaving the work that she is passionate about, yeah. even though she'll be able to continue that work remotely now,
yeah.
through Zoom calls and phone calls and so on, but it's not the same. There's no more face-to-face, no more seeing in reality the fruits of their passionate work there.
Yeah, and not knowing what's going to happen to her colleagues and her friends yeah. there. It's a terrible situation, isn't it, Ray?
For Jenny and myself and Colm, our son, this huge emotion of relief is tinged with fear and worry for the rest of the Irish expats who are there and who are trying to make their way not only to the airport, but to Kabul itself.
Yeah.
And in some cases, no contact has been made with them, I think, and they're not sure exactly where they are, or very little contact has been made.
Mm-hmm.
This is an awful worry. And we can only imagine what their parents and families feel like. This hell that we've been through for the last week is prolonged for them.
Yeah. And just before I let you go, those families, as you say, will be worried. Were you contacted throughout the ordeal by Irish officials involved in the evacuation, in organising the evacuation, or was it directly with Aoife all the time?
We spoke to Aoife all the time. The organisation that Aoife works with were extremely good in organising the evacuation. The consular assistants in Dublin were in contact with us, and the Irish Embassy in Abu Dhabi were in contact with Aoife for the last couple of months, really,
mm-hmm.
making sure they knew where she was all the time, how mm-hmm. she was, etc.
Well, on Rudas Tavachti na Gwilshi Sawala, I guess, ni doilam gmeshi gimacht o chunde na mi ali avarisht rei mavien jesh agat.
Well, mavien yar togum zer in shkiel ni emoji. It's fan in tihini, agus shen rei saki hen.
Chigim shen. Lakuna jay chukashi wala slan sawal jay.
Rei
makmona shigas mwintir vik bwana shigunde na mi. Thank you very much indeed for talking to us.